Well, good morning. And thank you for tuning in to Truth Set Free TV. I'm Vincent Rhodes, your host, and I wanted to talk to you guys about the things that's happening with President Trump. President Trump seems like he has made a change from the CDC to the Health and Human Services, the Department of Health and Human Services, now will be taking over the counting task from the data that the CDC has been getting. So we'll see how this plays out. But it here, according to the news, it does say that Trump's administration shifts control of the coronavirus hospital data from the CDC to the Department of Health and Human Services. And they're going to take over the counting. So we'll see. I know that many of you probably have lost faith in the system. And so have I to an extent. But let's look at the key points. The key points say that some former health officials told CNBC they worry that the move will result in less transparent data. Can you imagine that? What a turn of the table. They are, instead of saying that's a relief, they are now saying that they are concerned that the Health and Human Services Department will be less transparent than CDC. Is that amazing? Wow. And then also they say the acknowledgement or the acknowledged in interviews that the CDC data collected system is outdated and doesn't meet the demand of the COVID-19 pandemic. This CDC is old. CDC's old data gathering operation once worked well, monitoring hospital information across the country, but it's an inadequate system today. Health and Human Services spokesman Michael Capotto said in a statement on CNBC. So apparently they are just basically saying that the CDC is not doing a good enough job counting. So
hey,
they're
Dr.
going
Gottlieb,
to count
I read
themselves.
Several stories yesterday about how Health and Human Services is going to be taking over the state's reporting of what's happening with coronavirus cases. It won't be going through the CDC anymore. It will be going through Washington. Many of those stories raise the question about whether that would politicize the data, whether you could trust it at that point. I just wonder what you know about this and if you will trust the data that Health and Human Services is putting together at this point.
Well, the data is still going to be shared with CDC. I mean, there's been some frustration about the CDC systems being somewhat old and not being able to collect the data in a very efficient way and not being able to report the data in an efficient way. I think the preferable path here would have been to try to build out the systems inside CDC and not try to recreate the wheel. I think there's a temptation when you're in government, if something's not working well, you just try to rebuild it somewhere else, as opposed to trying to fix the system that exists. That's in place at the moment. And I think they would have been better served probably investing in what CDC is doing and the CDC systems, because CDC is a better repository for information. They have the scientific expertise to cull this data in a way that no other agency does.
Okay, so you see that they're saying that the CDC can call the data in a way that no other no other information system does, but they still are going to begin to count the data themselves. It is unusual because, you know, the CDC from just recent article that I was reading had to backtrack on something like 5,000 miscounts or something like that for the COVID-19 situation. And so it ended up that they had to make an apology for miscounting that many people. I don't know how they bumbled that, because basically they're all in it together. Make no mistake about it. What they really want is they want the numbers up. And so obviously the CDC got caught with their pants down. So they're going to possibly turn it over to the Department of Health and Human Services. Probably that'll be do a better job of being less transparent. They're talking about transparency, but actually when it comes down to it, you know, they've got to be more transparent than anything. And if they are, if let's be honest, if they were more transparent, then we would see the truth about a lot of things, right? So this is a big elephant in the room, if I can just be so bold to say that. We don't know what is actually going on, what's going to occur, how it's going to play out. Hopefully it plays out well for, you know, the people who are in the crossfires of this whole pandemic, scamdemic, vaccine kind of situation, where they're going to now pump the numbers so that people can be so afraid that they'll want to receive this vaccine. Interestingly enough, though, you know, there are some good things happening because there are a few people out there who really, really want the circumstances to be brought to justice. And I'm sure that that probably is playing in there. There may be some players inside of the administrative just, you know, all the system that are working for good, actually. So we can't be all negative about it. God does place people in places of power so that they can do things for good. And it's a possibility that some of this may be being done for good. And so we can't be all negative about it. Let's turn to the scriptures and take a look at the scriptures here. And looking at the scriptures, it says here, talking about submitting to government authorities, and that is found in Romans chapter 13. Forgive me for the New International Version, but I'll take a look at that first, and then we'll come back to the King James. It says, "Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established." And so this means that the authorities, when we talk about authorities, we're talking about presidents, people in Congress, people who are ministers of justice, your people who are your judges, your Supreme Court, and your police officers, and all of the people who are in authority. We are, as Christians, to be subject to authorities. And I know that this doesn't sit well with many people because, you know, now we right now have the authorities telling us to do some of the most ridiculous things that seem like they are not for our best interest. They do seem like they are done for a political agenda that's long-term to, again, get us to be vaccinated. And then there are times when, according to scripture, you know, even when we go back to the book of Daniel and look at his situation, there were times when Daniel did not eat the king's meat. Daniel did not bow down to the king's false idols. And there were times when even the Hebrew boys who were put in a fiery furnace, they would not bow. So we have to balance this with, you know, scripture against scripture, and understand that as much as possible, we should live at peace with those who are in authority. And it says the authorities exist and have been established by God. I believe this is sometimes, you know, rebelling against authority. It says, consequently, those who rebel against authority basically will be judged, bring judgment on themselves. And I believe sometimes God will put us in humble and humiliating situations so that we can, as Christians, demonstrate the love of Jesus Christ, even in very, very dystopian situations when the authorities seem to be doing things that are very cruel. And I will say this, you know, cutting off your oxygen is very cruel. There are laws, however, for that. I've heard of the HIPAA. And so, again, when it comes down to these mask mandates, you are to use all of the laws that are in place, as long as they are laws, to protect yourself from being harmed or injured in the long run. But, you know, again, God wants us to balance this out, and also to be kind to those who actually are submitting to the authorities. And sometimes, you know, even authorities do things like collecting taxes that are unfair, and doing other things. And there are people who, you know, get pretty radical about these things. But we have to understand that, you know, even if they collect taxes, we are to, you know, give taxes to the one who give taxes to the ones we owe, and don't despise people who actually, you know, do the opposite, but just basically honor everyone. That's what way we're supposed to live, because Jesus did say, blessed are the peacemakers, right? And that's what we are to do. Let no one in debt remain outstanding. So even if you have a debt and you know that you do have a debt, and I might even be calling down a judgment on myself, because again, when these things happened, then there was no way for us to pay our bills. And so as a result, some debts had to remain unpaid because we were in this, what do you call, national state of emergency. And there were many people left off, put off their job. And then, you know, again, the debts did build up. But as much as you can, pay your debts that are outstanding and love one another. And I believe what is happening is that the Lord wants us to shine like the brightness of the sun, like the brightness of the stars in these very dark times. You know, in other words, we are to carry out our Christian duty of being peacemakers during a time of very, very taxing time, when it's very difficult to maintain a peaceful attitude. And so this is one of the things that, again, is a challenge for us. You know, it's a challenge for us to, you know, not judge people who wear masks when we know we don't want to wear a mask for health reasons, and because it is our legal right not to wear a mask if it is a risk to your health and you believe it is also against your religious beliefs and that, those kind of things. Anyway, let's go over here and let's take a look at what, let's take a look and see what actually Walmart is saying about this whole thing. And this is the statement that came from Walmart concerning the wearing of the mask. And it says here, talking about the role of the security guard providing mask screening services. It says, welcome the customers as they approach the entrance of the store. Remind the customers of face mask covering requirement. Ask that they comply with the local mandates. Remain calm and listen to customers' concerns and questions. If the customer expresses that they are not required to wear a face mask cover due to age, religion, or religious beliefs, health conditions, respond with, I understand, and thank them for shopping with us. If the customer that has not expressed age, religious beliefs, or health condition refuses to wear a face covering, allow them to shop. Okay, so alert a member of the management that a customer is entering without a mask and without an exception. Okay, so so if you don't have an exception, then the person is to actually alert the manager. If you do have an exception, then the person is not to alert the manager. And so this is what I'm believing is being said here. And the exceptions are due to age, health conditions, or religious beliefs. So if you have a religious belief, or you believe that your age actually, you know, exempts you from having to wear the mask, you could say also, you know, some people have breathing problems, they have asthma, they have, you know, there are all sorts of reasons that why a person would not wear a mask. However, here, if you don't express one of the exceptions, then they're saying they'll alert the manager. And then also, if police have asked to be notified when this situation occurs. So the police might have told Walmart, if the people do not comply, then they have asked that they be notified when this situation occurs so that they can come out and handle it. Then the management will call the police and log the call using the law enforcement outreach health agenda form. So this is how the manager will handle the situation if the local municipality has required that they be contacted during this time. So it says here was some one thing. It says never physically engage a customer, so they are not to engage a customer to prevent them from walking in a store. Never physically block, stop, or block a customer from entering the store, and never ask the customer to explain health conditions, religious beliefs, or other reasons for not wearing face masks. So they are not to treat you like the Gestapo and to ask questions of you and have you, you know, 95 questions, all of these different questions. They are not to bring those kinds of things up. So again, these are some of the things that we should, consider. And, just looking at this, the Bible tells us how to act ourselves. And the Bible gives us our mandates. And our mandates is that we are to love our neighbors, to do no harm to people who are, at odds with us or different from us. And we are to do our best to, be subject to the governing authorities. And if the governing authorities within your community have, created a some system that, that is unfair, that you believe is going to harm you, then obviously these things do not apply where it comes to, harming yourself. So these are some of the things. Or if it also violates, when it comes down to it, it violates your religious beliefs, then they do not apply. So it has to be some reason, again, that is reasonable within the, also within the civil laws that we have. And when it comes down to the civil laws that we have, that are in place, like for instance, there are laws that are still in place. When it comes down to them talking about HIPAA, the law is in place for, people don't have to give a reason why they are, not wearing a mask, and this is still a law. And Paul himself also, who wrote this, well, actually it wasn't Paul there, it was Peter this time, but this is Romans. So Peter also said the same thing, right? So yeah, so Paul, who wrote this, also appealed to the Roman government on many occasions when he felt like the magistrates in the area, in the territory, were violating his rights as a Roman citizen. So he appealed to Rome many times for them to address violations of his rights, as a human being. Let's go and let's take a look at the HIPAA.gov website and see what it says here about individuals. It says, these people here taking a look at HIPAA, well, they just start right out talking about COVID-19, and they kind of do that here. It says here, HIPAA rules, let's talk about civil rights, and let's see what it has to say here. We enforce laws against discrimination based on race, color, national origin, and disability. Here it is, disability, and age and sex and religion by certain health care and human services providers and health insurance plans. So this is the job of this government agency, is to protect people who have disabilities. And you could say that, you have a disability that obviously you can't have a face mask on your face, because you may have a situation where you can't breathe, and so this is going to be, again, these magistrates of the local municipalities that are enforcing rules like one size fits all. Everyone must wear a mask. Every child, every woman, every boy, every girl must wear a mask regardless of their health conditions, regardless of all of that. They can't do that because obviously there are civil rights individuals and advocates that are enforcing laws against discrimination based upon a person's personal belief. And even, you know, I might just say this too. Some of the black people have said, well, if I wear a mask, I might be racially profiled as going to rob the place. So even if some black people might bring up the fact that, no, I don't feel comfortable wearing a mask because then I'd be further discriminated against racially because I feel like, you know, I just really would probably be racially profiled as a robber or a criminal because of that. So race does play into it. So color plays into it. And I don't know even, you know, whether or not other people, brown people and what have you, could be labeled as bandits or something like that. Anyway, it's just as it gets to be kind of silly, but at the same time, there are laws within our country that we can use to protect us from different things. Age discrimination, again, prohibits discrimination against people of age. There are certain people who reach a certain age and they really can't, they need all the oxygen they can get, right? I can't imagine, you know, my mom is 91 years old, and for them to put a mask on her would probably not be a good thing because she has health problems, health-related, age-related health problems. So there are other people who are even younger who have age-related health problems, you know. And again, people have all sorts of issues that they're concerned about. You know, one of the things I remember even being younger is developing a lung infection myself, where I had pleurisy around the lining of my lungs. I would not want that to reoccur again. So this is one of the reasons why I would not mask myself. And I don't have to give a reason for that. You know, there are laws in place. You have civil rights laws and non-discrimination laws. So these laws are in place for us to appeal to Caesar when it comes down to this imbalance. Romans chapter 13 with our Christian fundamental beliefs. Christians believe that we should live at peace with all men and respect all men, paying our taxes and living as a good citizen, and even respecting the laws when they say you should wear a mask. We are to respect them and give honor to whom honor is due. But at the same time, if you have religious reasons or if you have reasons, health reasons, or any other reason, you can still refer to this. And you know, the Department of Health and Human Service put this out as a reminder that there are laws against being discriminated against when it comes down to this particular situation. So all of this is to be balanced out with the fact that we know that Jesus is getting ready to come back, because the Bible talks about lawlessness will abound at the end, and the love of many will grow cold, and this will happen. But you are to remain and behave decently in, you know, in a generation of degenerates, right? And that's what you ought to do. You ought to remain decent in that and show love to all, and let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and give glory to our Father, which is in heaven. So this is important that we do this. I do understand that, again, when we come down to these silly rules, that there is a tendency for us to scoff at them and to get angry and those kinds of things. But we have to balance this with who we are in this present society. We are living among people who are drunken, sexual perverts, filled with debauchery. They're filled with jealousy and hatred. And we live among these people, and even many of them are in political office. We're going to let God deal with them, and let us pray and continue to move forward as we move towards the day of the Lord returning. And when the Lord does return, the Bible says, every crooked place shall be made straight, and every rough place shall be made smooth. And he will bring justice to the land. And, you know, again, God will bring judgment to these people who are judging unjustly. Remember, though, there are some people in political offices that are still, they are not aware of what's going on. And they are possibly confused by all of this. And there is a spiritual battle going on where people are, you know, in the crossfire of this whole situation. And they can't really figure out why the numbers are wrong, why the CDC is miscounting, why they can't figure out some of these things that's happening. And they may be working hard. And the Bible says pray for them. Because, you know, again, they may not realize, again, that there is an agenda to vaccinate people and to cause them to all of this, what do you call, geoengineering, not geoengineering, but, you know, you're going to be engineered, re-engineered from being human to being some sort of transhuman. Well, they don't know this is the end goal. But we who have spiritual insight can really tell what's going on. So all I can say is that when these things come up, you must refuse them. But also do it in terms of what the law requires, and then do it in terms of having peace with the Lord. Realize this, that we are not to fear man. We are to fear God, who has both the power to send our souls to hell and also our bodies to be destroyed. So we are to fear God, not man. But, and again, this with this caveat, I'm telling you this, that there is going to come a time when you're going to, they may make a law that you just cannot comply with. And so there will be a penalty to that, and you will be subject to it, yes, and you will possibly have to go to jail, or even worse, be sentenced to death. But if that happens, then glory to God, because you get a chance to get to see the Lord Jesus, and you get a chance to be in on that reign of the Lord Jesus when he comes back and sets up a more just government. But again, as Christians, our main job is to, you know, stay at peace with all men. And don't judge people who are wearing masks. Just realize you have laws on your side that require you not to have to wear a mask. And you can be respectful. And, you know, a lot of times I've just gotten angry. You know, I know I got angry and I blew up in Five Guys. And I yelled at everyone, and I didn't need to yell at them. But I did yell at them, and I told all of them that they were all going to get sick and that they were silly for wearing those masks, and that that's a violation of human rights. And I did say those things. And, you know, again, I could have said it in a nicer way, and I could have respectfully replied, you know, but they did give me my hamburger. But I could have respectfully replied and just basically told them, you know, it's not a requirement that everyone wears a mask. There are rights, there are laws within this country that say if you have a reason for a medical reason for not wearing a mask, then you don't need to wear one. And I have a religious and a medical reason for not wearing a mask. So can I still just have my order? And if they do that, then yes. And even if they don't, then we are to leave peacefully. But at the same time, you know, you have your rights to appeal to Caesar at this particular time. And when I say Caesar, I'm talking about the law of the land, right? You have the right to appeal to the law of the land, just as long as we do it peacefully with respect, and we also do it as a Christian and not as a rabble-rouser. We don't want to be a rabble-rouser. We want to be one that lives in this society, which is very broken. We live in this society at peace with all men, and this is what the Lord wants us to do. Understanding that as we do this, we are living according to the Lord Jesus himself, at peace with men and at also peace with yourself. Don't get excited. just realize the Bible already said this day was coming. Don't take the mark, though, but realize that this day is coming, right? So we know, again, what's coming. We know when to say no, and we know when to say yes. We know when to say maybe. Okay. So again, live at peace with all men. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I wanted to share this with you. Like I said, there are some good news out there. There are some people out there who are confused about it, and there's some political ramblings going on. And that's a good thing that some people are trying to figure out why the counting is bad and all of this kind of stuff. And possibly, who knows, Bill Gates may be put in jail. All kinds of things could happen. Let's keep and be prayerful. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this time together. We pray, Father, that you'll bless the people who've listened to this. God, I pray, Father, that I not be misunderstood in what I'm saying. I'm not saying to just lay down and just let the enemy roll over us, but I am saying that we want to live at peace with you and men that are around us. We pray for them, and we pray, Father, that you'll open the eyes of many, and that, Father, our light will shine before men, that they will see the good works that flow through us and be convinced that Jesus is the only answer for this world. We pray it and ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, that's it, my friends. And until next time, remember that Jesus is the light of the world, and the truth shall set you free. God bless.